I want to begin by just thanking the music ministry, especially Sue. Sue, who's playing the keyboard, she's doing double duty today. She was at the 11 o'clock Mass, and now she's here at 2 o'clock because the person who was supposed to be playing took a fall last night and broke her wrist. So thank you, Sue, for standing in and taking care of things today. For all the confirmation candidates, I want to ask you a little bit of a question first. How many of you remember your baptism? Do any of you remember your baptism? I know that there are some people in the church who would remember their baptism, including Deacon Wes. You'd remember that, wouldn't you? Of course Deacon Wes would. The reason, of course, that you and I don't remember our baptism is because, in all likelihood, we were little babies when we were brought to the church for baptism. And all the questions that the priest asked were questions that we couldn't answer. But our parents answered those questions for us. And all of you parents, you made certain promises when you brought your children for baptism. You made promises that you were going to raise them in the faith. You were going to raise them according to the teachings of the church. Now, when you look at all these wonderful young people here today, they probably look a little bit different than they did when they were baptized, don't they? Look a little bit different now than they did then. And, of course, we know that because a number of years have passed, they have a lot more ability, a lot more independence than they did when they were baptized. But they still rely on you. They still need your help if they're going to follow through with the commitment that they're making today when they're confirmed. There are so many things in this world today that are trying to drag them away from a relationship with Jesus. And it's really up to you to make sure that you do what you can in order to help them to follow through with their commitment today. And so if a relationship with Jesus, or if your faith has been more at the periphery of your life, I want to encourage you to bring it more to the center, to learn more about your faith. You know, for us as a parish, we have a subscription to a website called Formed, where there are all sorts of materials available there for people who want to learn more about their faith, not only for adults, but also for children and for young people. All sorts of materials that are available. But it's important that we learn more about our faith. But it's also important that we live our faith. You know, today in the scriptures, a real central message that we have in today's scripture is about authority. You know, who speaks for God? Who speaks for God? What does God want me to do? What does God want me to do to go to heaven? And who can tell me that? And of course, in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we see this exact reality, where some people come and tell the followers in Antioch, they give them a message that's a wrong message. They say, unless you follow the law of Moses, you're not able to be saved. Well, who's going to tell you whether that's the right message or the wrong message? Well, the message is brought to the apostles. And I always find it interesting, the nonchalant way that they say, I mean, just a matter-of-fact way that they say this. When the apostles make their decision and they send this letter out to the church in Antioch, they say, it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. You know, and they just pass by that without any kind of second thought. It seemed good to the... They just assume that their decision is the decision of the Holy Spirit. Some people try to draw a wedge between the church and God. They say, well, the church says this, but what does God say? Can't make that distinction, because Jesus associates himself with the teaching of the church. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. So it's important to bring that into a central reality in your life. But then, again, also living out your faith. One of the basic, one of the most basic obligations that we have as Catholics is to go to Mass every single Sunday. Sometimes it's not possible, but for the most part, this is not an onerous requirement. This is not something that is over the top. I know for myself, when I was growing up, from the time I was about 10 years old, I was going to Mass every day. And usually on the weekends, I'd go three times. You know, it's not a terribly difficult thing. Like I say, once in a while, things happen where it becomes difficult. But for the most part, we should be able to get to Mass every day, and like every Sunday. And this is part, again, of these young people, of their lives, of their commitment, that you have to help them to be able to fulfill this. So it's listening to the teachings, living out the faith, and one of the ways that we also live out the faith, you know, when I talk about going to Mass on Sunday, that's where we receive from God. Because we need to receive from God. We can't win our own salvation. We receive from God. But we also want to serve the mysteries. We want to serve the great gift that God has given to us. And so this is why we very often ask for participation of all people, but in a particular way, these young people, as they are being confirmed today, to ask for their participation. Now, here you go, for all of you people. I'm going to give you nine different things, nine different ways that you can become involved in the life of the parish. There are certain things around the liturgy here. You can become an altar server. You become a reader, like these fine young ladies did for us today, to read the readings at Mass. You can become part of the music ministry. You can become a sacristan. Sacristans basically help to set up before Mass and take everything down after Mass. So you can help in that way. You can help to be a greeter, to greet people as they arrive at the church. We're always looking for people to do that. You can help with taking up the collection at Mass. We have already had some of you doing that on Saturday evenings. Some of you who took the Saturday classes, some of you have already been doing that. So you know what you're doing already. But in addition to that, to help with the children's liturgy that we have at the 9 o'clock and the 11 o'clock Masses every Sunday. To help with the vacation Bible school we're having this summer. To be able to volunteer to help out with the vacation Bible school. Or to take part as a counselor at Our Lady of Victory Camp in the summer. Now, you're not old. Some of you are not old enough yet to be a counselor. You have to be a camper until you're 13 years old. But then you can become a counselor after that. But all of these different things are ways that you can become involved in the parish life. It's not that we're trying to earn our way into heaven, but it is something that, because God has been so good to us, we want to be generous in what we do for God. So like I say, for all of you parents, because these young people, they were in retreat all day yesterday. They heard enough. I want to talk to you people, to the parents and other family members, to be able to support these young people. They're making a very serious commitment today, and they need your help. They need your example. They need your guidance. They need your assistance. And one of the ways that you're going to do that is to make sure that the faith is not on the periphery of your life, but that it's brought more and more into the center, so that they see how important a relationship with Jesus is, and that there's nothing more important for us than getting to heaven. As Jesus himself said, what profit does it give to a person if they gain the whole world but lose their life? Or what can somebody offer in exchange for their life? The most important thing for us is that we get to heaven. And receiving the sacrament of confirmation is a very vital and important step that these young people are making on that road to eternal life.